For singles, trying to find Mr. or Ms. Right often feels like a huge chore. Friends set up blind dates, there are dozens of internet dating sites. But what if what you want is not romance, but friendship? Commentator Lori Gottlieb learned that the search for a platonic kindred spirit can be even harder than finding a soulmate.
I was giving my friend Sam a detailed play-by-play of my date when he made a frightening observation. You don't have many close female friends in L.A. anymore, do you? Sadly, Sam was right. I had plenty of women acquaintances, but in terms of those I could analyze voicemail messages with at 1 in the morning, they'd gradually scattered to different area codes. I needed some local female companions, so Sam volunteered to play matchmaker. It would be like dating with women, but without the romance. Soon I met Sam's gym friend, his work friend, his neighbor friend, and his ex-girlfriend's friend. We met for coffee, lunch, drinks, and hiking. I went on second, even third dates. But when it came to the fourth, I just didn't want to go all the way. Liz was too serious. Jill had that annoying laugh. And Gretchen didn't understand my Yiddish phrases. Even when Sam got a better sense of my type, Tina Fey meets Janine Garofalo, meeting all these women started to feel like a full-time job. If I really wanted to be friends with them, I'd have to learn their entire biographies, not just where they grew up, but the ways in which their mother shattered their self-esteem. I'd have to remember the names of their coworkers, siblings, pets, and exes, and whether they're vegans or just vegetarians. Given the effort, I didn't want just any new woman friend. I wanted the female version of a soulmate, a kindred spirit. The last straw was Amy, a quirky 31-year-old writer. On paper, we seemed like a good match. But when we met for coffee, even a triple espresso couldn't keep my eyes from falling shut. "Let's do this again," Amy said as we hugged goodbye. "Yeah," I said. "I'll call you." Suddenly, I understood why guys say they'll call when they have zero intention of doing so. But when Amy phoned the next week, I opted for honesty. "Listen," I said, "you seem really cool, but I just want to be friends." "Of course," Amy laughed. "I mean, I have a boyfriend. I just want to be friends, too." I didn't know what to say. When you don't have chemistry in the dating world, you tell the guy, "I just want to be friends." But what do you tell a woman? What's the chick code for, "I don't want to be friends"? If Sam wanted to get me off his back by hooking me up with his female friends, his plan had backfired. Now, instead of me calling Sam with rants about romance late at night, these women were calling Sam to ask why I'd disappeared. One even complained that she saw me having coffee with another woman after I said I was going out of town. Apparently, I'd become a cad. That's when I told Sam to call off the matchmaking. So what if my best women friends lived thousands of miles away? I hung up with Sam and dialed my college friend Carolyn in Chicago. We spent a full 2 hours laughing about all my bad dates, and it was worth every long-distance dollar.
Lori Gottlieb is a television writer in Los Angeles.